And then the crash was about to come. Not really, but the coal business, the bottom dropped out after World War I.
Well, yes, but, oh, I see. So we're talking about a depression before the 30s.
Oh, yeah. And so in 1925, Dad had a friend who lived in Florida, and he said, I want to go to Florida. And my mother said, again, why not go to Atlanta? He said, I never want to see snow again. I never want to shovel it. She said, why not Atlanta? He says, I don't want to be beholden to your relatives. Incidentally, after my mother was married, he wouldn't let my mother work. She's a very fine secretary and still could do shorthand. 40 years after she stopped taking notes, she did work for club work. She did shorthand and typed.
Did she resent that?
Well, I think she did. A woman who thought there should be votes for women and women should be independent, and she spoke up and talked to anybody she wanted to and told them off. I remember one time she went downtown with the buggy and somebody yelled at her, be them your sentiments in the front or be them your sentiments in the back. She had tied Democrat ribbons on her buggy whip in the front. Dad had tied a big bow of the Republican things on the back. She says, well, them be my sentiments in the front and them be my husband's sentiments in the back. Dad came home one time and he says, I got this cider. The man says, I got a barrel of cider and you can have it fairly cheap. Mother says, yeah, and then in a few weeks it'll be a barrel of vinegar. Dad would make sarsaparilla and it would blow up. Once my brother was having a bath, and my brother had long blonde curls until he was 5, and he ran across the floor and Dad took a picture of him stark naked, and he's yelling hot, because the floor is a thing that's hot. When they took him to have his hair cut, my mother didn't want it cut, but she realized he had to have it cut. Somebody said, did it hurt? He says, it didn't hurt me at all, but mother said it broke her heart. He went to the zoo one time and leaned too close to the gorilla, and the gorilla pulled a curl up, completely snatched it out. And for weeks he was picking up sticks, and mother said, what are you doing? He says, I'm going to go kill that girl at the zoo. All right, next question.
David was born in
1903, in February. He was born on Valentine's Day, and so was my dad born on Valentine's Day. So my mother always made hardship.
How was he doing in Pittsburgh?
Okay, we had a lovely house.
He was selling radiators and steam equipment in Cuba, and then in Chicago he was
still with Clow Gas Steam and Coal Company.
In Pittsburgh.
And we had a lovely house. As I said, it was a 3-story house with a big basement, and they sold it for $14,000, which was a lot of money in those days.
It was more than you paid for this house.
Yes. And we moved to Tampa with all that money.
It was a solidly middle class family.
Oh, yes. They did not go to college, but they always expected me to. And brother, from the time he was 10, David, was going to go to West Point, and he did. Completed 5 years because he fell through the water, through the ice, and had whooping cough and missed a lot of his schedule, so they put him back for another year.
So you how long did you live in? Well, there was 10 years between your brother's birth and yours.
That's right. And he went into the Army when he was 15 by lying. He said he was 21 and 7 months, and he was 15 and 7 months, and he signed up to go into service. Because that was the time.
This is after you were born.
Not after the war, during the war.
After you were born.
After I was born, yes.
So, and but they are, so they had two children.
That's all, period.
Which is not very many.
Not very many.
Why?
No. I don't know why, they just didn't.
Well, were they early yuppies? They didn't want more children?
No, no, my mother would have been happy to have one kid. She was all set to go to Margaret Morrison and take art courses when she found out she was pregnant with me, and she was sick from almost the day I was conceived to the day I was born.
She was preparing a career in art, or just
no,
to
she
study
just wanted to take it and see what she could do.
You say she's
very artistic. She used copy paintings everywhere. We had several around our house in Pittsburgh, and she would illustrate a lot of things, and she sent, she was talented.
They would have been happy with one child?
Possibly.
Or not?
It wasn't a big deal whether they had kids or not, apparently.
Well, I mean, 10 years is a long